afternoon, everyone. We're going to go ahead and start our Liberty County School Board workshop and special board meeting. We're going to open up with prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Flowers. If everyone will stand, please.
Let us pray. Dearly Father, we just give you thanks for this day and the many blessing opportunities of life. Thanks to each and every person here. Be with us throughout this night. Be with us. We do our school business, Father. We ask these things in the precious name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to start off with Ms. Sheila Hall. We have a workshop discussion of the tentative budget for the 2017-2018 school year. Ms. Sheila.
Tentative ahead of time. I just got it approved back from Trim about an hour ago, so y'all just kind of bear with me. One good thing, we do not have an increase in taxes, so the motion that will be needed tonight will be to approve this tentative budget for advertising and in our local paper next week. Okay, if you turn to the second page. Let me just kind of fly through briefly. The total millage rate for 2017-18 is 6.4240, which is 0.308 of a mil less than last year millage rate of 6.7320. The total millage rate is 3.47% less than the calculated rollback rate, which is the millage rate that would be required to raise last year's taxes based on this year's property values. There was a property value increase of almost $14 million. The total millage rate for this year includes a 0.6100 mil decrease in the state required millage rate, which decreased from 4.7860 to 4.1760. The discretionary operating millage remains the same at 0.748 mil. The capital improvement millage rate is at 1.5 mil. The 2017-18 is the first of 4 years that we will be pledging 1.5 mil in order to receive these special facilities funds. The 1.5 mil amount pledged for the first year will be approximately $358,295. We will use a combination of sales tax and capital outlay millage revenues to fulfill this pledge. The reason why I stated that, we need to make sure we understand, we never know what's going to come about this upcoming year, and so we may have to change our thoughts of how we're going to spend these funds, but we do have, I've got enough banked in our sales tax that we should be fine, and I should never, through these four and a half years, have to ever touch my capital improvement. And our capital improvement funds, it helps support maintenance salaries and our property casualty insurance, and then purchasing buses, vans, maintenance vehicles. We can also, I know I've got one bus. I do not have in this ad as we go through, I do not have a van or anything because basically I'm tapped out after we spend it on maintenance. Anyhow, let's go to the next page. It's the notes for 2017-18 budget. Basically, this is a comparison of basically what I just went over. You had 16-17 last year required effort, millage effort rate, and then you got your 2017-18, which is our current. And this is the difference. As you can see, it's again 0.308 less than last year. So our ad will again, like I said, we will not have an increase in property taxes. Now you see if that 0.308 was a positive, that's how you determine if you're going to have an increase in property taxes, okay? And a lot of it is to do with property value. there's a huge change in property value. Your base student allocation has gone up around $43.24, and the difference is the $100 that the governor had stated. That is pertaining to a difference between the millage and what we're gaining from our students. So it basically, because our FTE went down from beginning of last year to now, it almost evened out. So basically we're moving towards about the same right now into 17-18, what we came into, leaving 16-17. Because our FTE did drop from the beginning of last year to end of last year. And also your district cost differential, that rate also went down. Okay, and then your local effort, what that is the combination of your rates and your percents. There it's 1.150797.63 was last year. It's 997. It had reduced over $100,000. Okay, and then you can see the next line is the taxable value property. There again is the personal property and value that has changed for us. It's increased, but there again, our millage rate decreased, which that's why it almost evened out on the cost of what we were getting this year. Then underneath there, you got your meal, your one meal. At 96%, Trail makes us budget our millage rate at 96% because they know that we're not going to get 100% of the property value. So we have to budget at 96%. So you can see in the one meal what it would generate. And then the next couple lines down, you can see what a 1.5 is going to generate. And that's where I came up with how much we got to pledge going into the special facilities. So in this budget, when you go look, the 1.5 is pledged, and we're going to, all districts that are going into this construction phase, even if they're in the middle of their construction, will have to go through a 4-year. They'll have to readjust if they're already in the 3-year, but it's a 4.5 year payback. And then down below I said capital improvement, discretionary millage, the sales tax, what it generates, and how much our millage, 1.5 at 96%. So a total of $528,295. And if you'll go down below, there's your rollback rate again. The 17-18 required millage rate divided by your required rollback rate is -5.79. There again, you can see that we won't have to increase the property taxes, the school system. If you go to your next page, this is going to be your breakdown. I went in there and I looked at the FTE based off of the fourth Cal last year versus the second Cal, which I built my budget off of, the second Cal. And your FTE at the top there, that right now is what they're generating these funds below with our FFP funding, our sparsity, our SAI reading, the decline enrollments is based because we've decreased in our FTE. You got your ESC already guaranteed amount, your transportation. Do you see the transportation? It's not the $286,000. Mm-hmm. So this is about $30,000 less than what it was last year. And that's all pertaining to the FTE. And your digital is running about the same as it was last year. It's $521,000. We have a little bit in virtual, not much. And then bottom line, your local and state is $10 million at the end of the page, $10,134,268. Your next page, this is what I need to advertise in the paper. This is a recap of all our millage rates for this year, and then with all my funds, general, special revenue, debt service, capital projects. So this is what I need to put in the ad as well. And it's just This is what I built the budget, what I will be building the budget. Do y'all have any questions on this one?
Sure. Two questions. Did we do 1.5 last year?
1.5, yes.
Okay, I thought we did. Second thing.
You must for construction.
Correct, that's right. Because we applied the previous year, so we had to commit to that. On which page it says, the $825,054 for food service is, what is that? Is that,
which one is that?
I'm sorry, it's under budget summary on about page 5.
The one we're looking at, the budget summary?
Yeah,
okay. Correct. The one we've
that's
already got?
That's special revenue, that's federal and school lunches combined.
Combination of everything.
Yeah. The $825,000 is the for food service.
Gotcha. How are we ending this fiscal year with that?
Well, it's gone up about $50,000 in debt, but there is some things that Amy's working on. We just received, I believe, another grant for approximately $15,000. So she's working diligently. And we've got a lady coming from the agricultural department and the food service coming next week that's going to be reviewing and giving us some more ideas on where we can concentrate some revenue coming in. So.
Out of that 50, how much was it was from carryover from prior?
Was
any
new.
Of it that was all new?
But we've got to control, and I did not send any money over there as a permanent transfer. This time, the last year I did.
Yeah,
right. This year
that.
I didn't. But it's, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, we dropped FTE,
yeah.
And when you drop FTE, it's a trickling effect. So we're just going to have to think smarter and act smarter.
What's the neighbors across the river doing? How they doing with their food service?
I'm not sure yet with them. I know I looked at last year, and they were right at $100,000 in their fund balance. They, in the private sector sometimes, played a big issue, and they got out quicker than we did, about 2 or 3 years.
Well, they got out after 1 year.
They got out of it, and so they had to make some gains.
Gotcha.
It took some growing pains, and that's where we're at,
right,
I think,
okay.
At this point.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Let's see, so inside this is our construction funding, and that is over there, the transfers out in the capital outlay column down at the bottom, so it's all in here. All the construction, everything is here. And as you can see in my capital outlay and the fund balance on that fourth column, down there at the bottom it says fund balance June 30, 2018 mm-hmm. for $223,000. That's what I'm aiming for next year, rolling over. So that's just going to help us even more. And that's what I was trying to say, that I had banked enough in the sales tax to cover us because it is so restricted that we'll be okay. And then the capital improvement can continue to help support our maintenance salaries and property casualty and do some maintenance and buy more buses. We're in dire need, so. And the next page, this is something, just a notice of budget hearing for July 31st. And that's what we're here tonight to ask for this to be in our paper. And then we'll have our budget hearing on Monday, on the 31st.
Is that time 5:05 or 5:10?
That was 5:05 as well.
Okay, this is 5:05?
Okay.
Our bottom line will look a lot better if that forest money comes in.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you for saying that. If last year, if I'd have gotten the forestry like we were supposed to, like I budgeted, we would have been where I said we were going to be at the fund balance.
Okay.
Because we didn't, that's why it dropped. But it didn't drop as bad as I thought it might. But going forward, we do not have the forestry funds in this budget in 17-18 at this time. And Ms. Reddick made a comment that as soon as we get it, we'll put it in there. But I request, if possible, if we could just put in our fund balance, because we are going to see some hard times, and we need to make sure we've got that as a cushion. we need to look forward to, because the next year we might not get it.
That's right.
So we just, but when that time comes, we'll discuss it again and see what y'all want. Y'all you know, direct me and what y'all want me to do with it. The notice of tax for school capital outlay. This is basically, I went in there and put everything that I possibly could that I had on the budget. It has to flow, whatever's in the budget has to be on this. I've got a bus in there. I got my insurance premium. I got, we've got some software. We're going into Skyward. Skyward's got pieces in it that I can pay out of this that will help assist that. Payroll and finance is going to Skyward. So it's going to be a huge change for a lot of these districts. But it almost mimics focus what we currently have. And then your intra budget. Basically is the summary of what basically what I just discussed. And this won't be put in the paper. This was going to be put online though, on our website, along with the budget schedules and everything. Do y'all have any questions?
Is that it?
Thank you,
Ms. Sheila. All right, unless anybody has anything that they need to have questions or want to talk about, we're going to go ahead and move on into our regular meeting.
We all like the part about the new taxes.
Yes.
Read our lips.
Yes.
Thanks to Ms. Sheila, because she put some late nights in on this last
year. Yeah, thank you, Sheila.
All right, at this time, we're ready for public comment. Tonight, we have three people that have signed in to speak. So first up, we have Mr. Kenny Edwards. Mr. Edwards, if you will, we just ask that you want to look at this, so you make sure you, we just ask you to identify yourself and address all your remarks to the board.
Okay, sure. Oh, I'm Kenny Edwards. I think I know most of y'all, and I appreciate y'all, Mr. Summers, the board, taking the time to listen to what I have to say. I came to address one of the items on the agenda tonight, which is the site coordinator position for 21st Century over in Hosford. And my daughter-in-law, Janessa Edwards, has been the site coordinator for the past 2 years, and I think has done an admirable job. She's very well qualified. She has a bachelor's degree, teacher certificate, other certificates, so high-achieving evaluations, high-achieving teacher. She also was one of the six individuals in your district this past year that was recognized by the state as, I forget the terminology, high-achieving teacher, whatever. She was one of those six, and so it's come to my attention that she's being replaced, and it was on the agenda. And I met with Mr. Summers today and had some questions about the reason why and about the qualifications, and so I appreciate him taking the time to meet with me and look at it. I understand after that it's been maybe pulled from the agenda tonight to look at the qualifications and make sure that the qualifications are as stated or whatever. But I appreciate that, and we'd like to know why. She's being replaced with without an explanation, and since she is as qualified, since it has been, there's just been an audit by 21st Century, and I think their comments were something to the, that program was audited, was something to the effect of that the Hosford 21st Century program is a model for what 21st Century is supposed to be. So why would you replace someone that is that qualified, has done that good of a job for 2 years, audit that is the highest you can get, and one of your top achieving teachers in the district, one of the six. I don't understand why you would do that, because these positions are not supposed to be something that are just up for grabs to different ones, as I understand it. Each year, if you get someone in there, you're looking for someone to do the best job that they can do for the county, for the children, and also to spend our tax dollars, which is where this comes from, wisely. And she's met the criteria, so we feel like if she's going to be replaced, it needs to be with someone with the proper qualifications, because it calls for a bachelor's degree. I do believe it always has called for one. It's been advertised that way in years past up until this year, and now that's been taken, and it says so that our commensurate experience, I think, this year, but I'm not sure if you go back and look, and I do believe that's supposed to have board approval. I don't know. That's something that I want y'all to discuss and look at, and we would like an explanation. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. Next up, we have Mr. Kenneth Edwards.
Same way, I've known everybody in here, I think, most of my life, and it don't make being here any easier. So if I stumble around a little bit, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to speak to the same thing. I'm here today as a Liberty County Bulldog, a proud Liberty County Bulldog, a proud resident of Liberty County, a proud Hospital Panther, a proud educator here in this county, a proud father of these three kids right here. They're pretty good looking, I think. If y'all want to take a look, two of them are in Liberty County schools, and one of them will be here soon. And I stood here in this room a year ago when these same positions came up. And I had applied for one of those positions and felt I was pretty qualified for it. I received an interview and there was a lot of questions in here that day about hiring policies, hiring practices, scoring rubrics. And I stood in here when our previous year's teacher of the year cried because of some numbers that she had been assigned. I didn't make a stink, I didn't speak up, I didn't call anybody, I didn't make a fuss, because everybody that was in that room, this room, that night, promised that y'all would have meetings. We would come together and we would solve these problems. We would solve these hiring practices questions, and I felt that was what was better for the district and our students, that I care about a lot, that we just fix what was brought up. But here we are a year later, and some of these same questions are arising again. Rubrics, hiring practices, what's happened in the last year? So, I do wish to speak about the agenda item that replaces my wife as the 21st century site coordinator in hospital, a position she's had for 2 years, and I don't know that we've had any problems. As he mentioned, the state comes through every year, looks at the program. I do know that this year the lady said hospital is the model program for the state. And just on a personal level, she's perhaps the hardest working person I know. I wouldn't be in teaching without her. Like, I followed her into the field after a few years. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, they said it's a model school, and I think being the model school site speaks to her dedication to the job, her hard work in the job, and her leadership in leading our hospital team for 2 years. And so basically, I guess I'm standing up here because she just got an email rejecting her and telling her she wasn't coming back. She's asked for an explanation. She hasn't gotten one. And more than anything else, I would like to respectfully ask everybody to look at her qualifications. Look at the work that she's done. Look at the body of work and reconsider that agenda item where it says replacing Janessa Edwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Okay, next, and last, we have Miss Janessa Edwards.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize. I'm not a public speaker in this group. Two of them before me are much better at it than I am. I wanted to come up here basically just to say that I am, when I first heard the news and I didn't get it, I was not happy. we'll say that. And whenever I'm not happy, you know, most women, they just break down and start crying. Not because, you know, they're sad, just because they're mad. So I was like, I'm not going to speak today because I didn't want to break down in tears. So I'm past that. But I am disappointed, I guess, is the best word for it. I go back to whenever I was in high school. I would always go to my grandma's house and complain about, you know, life in general. And she, I was on the basketball team, and I had been practicing for this one position, and this other girl got it, and I was mad, and I was upset, and she told me, she said, listen, do the best you can. If you do your job the best that you know how to do, then it'll speak for itself. So, my whole life, I've worked as hard as I can for every position I've been in. I have. Actually, that's the advice I give a lot of the people that come to me when they get all frustrated with, you know, life and work. And I said, listen, do what you do. They'll tell you when it's not good enough. And so, I'm not foolish enough to think that I'm irreplaceable. That's not what I'm upset about at all. What I'm concerned about is that if I'm not doing my job, please let me know. Just tell me I'm not doing my job, because I don't want to be known as that person who doesn't do their job. When I've spent my whole life making sure that my family's proud of me. Because if you know it's Sorgi, we're hard workers to the very core of us. And if we are going to do a job, we're going to do it right. And so if I did something in that position that was not correct and caused me to not have this position again, please just tell me what it was. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
Thank you, Janessa. All right, we're going to move on to item number 4. We have the superintendent's report.
Just a couple.
Do you want to take a break real quick in case? At this time, we'll take a break. If anybody feels like they need to or would like to leave, you're welcome to come back. We'll take a small break. If not, we're going to go ahead and move on with the agenda items. Okay, go ahead.
Just a couple things, reminders of our upcoming meetings. We have, of course, the 31st, we have our second, or I guess maybe last budget meeting. Okay, 31st, and it's 5:15.
5:05.
Sorry about that. Stuck on 5:15. And let's see, we have a joint meeting with the county commissioners. Remember, on the 10th, August 10th, it will precede their regular county commissioner meeting, and I've already, you know, talked to Dexter that we'll rotate. The next time we meet, will be down here in our yard.
It's at 5 o'clock, right on the 10th.
And it's at 5 o'clock, okay. Right? 5 o'clock. And it's a workshop. Yeah, a workshop. And of course, we're addressing the public library and what is to be done as far as relocation. Just lastly, I've been at a conference this week down at Sandestin, and a horrible place to go. I don't recommend that any of y'all go there. But anyway, Sandestin in Madison County has made a decision to pull out of PAEC. How it's going to affect us, and as far as what our contribution to PAEC, we don't know yet. We just got the word yesterday. But as I get information about that, I'll let you know. First district to pull out in a long time. Hamilton County was kind of partial. PAC, and they pulled out with an effect, but Madison was a full-fledged member. So we're dealing with that issue. I'll keep you all abreast of that. And Madam Chair, that's all I've got.
All right, thank you, Mr. Summers. Item number 5, we have additions and corrections to the agenda. Item A, we have some emergency items we would like to add, adding emergency items A, B, and C. Change the effective date on 6C to August 2nd, 2017. Item C, add names of 2 6-hour lunchroom positions to the personnel consent table. Item D, remove the name of Alice Mansell from the July 20th, 2017 personnel table as the recommendation for the 21st Century Site Coordinator at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School.
Item E, change the effective date on 6D to August 2nd, 2017. Item F, change 1 12-month parapro from 7 hours per day to 1 12-month parapro, 8 hours per day at the adult school to be paid out of workforce effective July 1st, 2017. Item G is to add the names of the athletic directors to the supplemental list for the 2017-18 school year. W.R. Toler, K through 8, assistant, well, I guess AD, what does that stand for?
Athletic director.
Will be Neil Grantham, and the athletic director at Hosford Elementary and Junior High will be Mark McCaskill. And then we had one more, item H, we need to change 7A to read 5:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is for the 31st board budget meeting. If you notice on there, it says 5:15, but it's really 5:05. So items A through H, do I have a motion to accept the additions and corrections to the agenda?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have, I'm sorry.
I second it. But
second by Mr. Flowers.
Should that be 6C?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're asking. We're moving down to approve the agenda with the additions and corrections. Making a motion to approve the agenda.
It's
7D.
6C
should be 7C. Yes. It should be 7C.
What letter are you looking at, Mr. Flowers? On B?
B and C.
So B needs to read 6 or 7?
7. Change effective date to 7C. I'm thinking now.
You're right.
And C should be 7E, add lunchroom workers, right?
Okay, change effective date on 7C. To August 2nd, 2017, correct? Is that what you're saying? And then add names of 2 6-hour lunchroom positions to the personnel consent table on... which would be... 7D. Yes, that would... Well, no, that's... Okay, so we're looking at item B. Under additions and corrections, right? The one that you're questioning should say under B, change effective date on 7C. Okay? And then what is the other one? That's the one I'm confused on. Item C. Where is it that you say it's incorrect?
At the top.
It says 6E, so it says should be 7E. Okay. Okay, so let the record reflect that through those, item B should say change effective date on 7C, and on item C it should read 7E, add the lunchroom workers, which are the names of the 2 6-hour lunchroom positions to the personnel consent table. With those additions and corrections, do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, seconded. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving down to item number 7, consent items. Item A, approve the tentative budget for advertising and request permission to advertise in the Calhoun Liberty Journal the tentative budget for 2017-2018 fiscal year. Proceed as required under the Trim Bill Law setting the special meeting for the public budget hearing on Monday, July 31st, 2017 at 5:05 p.m. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
On the minutes here, probably needs to be changed to 5:05 too, huh?
Yeah, we'll be.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approve the Liberty County school bus routes for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
We discussed at one time about buses just going down county maintained roads.
are we still going?
That's at the bottom of that list you got.
Okay. So we won't be going down no road that is not county maintained.
Right, that's right. And they also have to have adequate turnaround spot at the end of it. Just because you can go down it, don't mean you can turn it and come back out.
That'll help the bus situation.
Right. Exactly right.
The bus tearing them up.
That was your question. How about your question?
Right, we got the reference at the bottom of that paper y'all have attached. It tells you the DOE, Florida Administration Code, and your school board policy on that reference, both of that situation.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. Anybody that is there anybody that severely affects that doesn't know about it at this point?
They will know about it. Mr. Summers, ones that really affect, I was going to go see them and call them. Go see them or call them to tell them. Dennis Green's going to be a problem for this way. I don't know if y'all ever been in Dennis Green Road. You just can't get a truck in.
Turn around, yep.
Mr. Solomon actually busted out the windows in the bus trying to turn around in there. So I was going to notify those people. Most of the time they follow the bus right back out the road.
Just notify them.
Personally,
I'll wait till a couple days.
I didn't want to start notifying people until y'all had approved it. Y'all tell me to approve it.
On that one, it'll be a turnaround right there, Mr. Hardy's, you know, mm-hmm. turns it right there.
Right. Thank you some more. Maybe Yellowfly Lane, you know, you go in there and doing a big circle drive. DOE request, you know, that you do it, point of entry would be. Public mixed private. That's what the rule says.
Yellowfly Lane is private.
It's county maintained. It's Yellowfly Lane.
Up to a certain point. But the problem is you get in there and you can't get out.
You can't get out.
They got where to turn around at the end.
A lot of these roads, it seemed when the county took these over when they went to 911, they could only take over what they physically touched. Well, you know, it might be only 12 foot wide. Whatever the grade blade is. Yeah. So you get in there, you can't even turn around on a vehicle without getting on private property. That's the issue. And then like Dennis Green, you go in there and you go on private property to try to turn around, well, you can't get the county to trim the limbs for you because it's on private property. And we got these new buses, it's got air on top, but then you're tearing up the air when you're on the bus. It costs a lot of money.
Yep.
And if you tear up anything, show you, for instance, Mr. Elliott over there at his house. He allowed us to turn around, but he required us to go in there and pay to get all his yard fixed because the bus was rubbing it up. So, you know, that's the problem you run into by going on private property. We hauled a bunch of milling in there to fix his yard. So, you know, that's the issues that we have.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, transfer one 10-month paraprofessional position from W.R. Toller to Hosford Elementary and Junior High effective August 2nd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, transfer one 10-month pre-K paraprofessional position from PK to Hosford Elementary and Junior High effective July 21st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
When you see that transfer, it's a numbers-driven thing. You have to see the personnel where the numbers are.
Any other discussion?
Hayes was the second.
Yes. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, approve the personnel table for July 20th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion?
I got one. My question is on these 20, I think I pulled up the right thing, or just the personnel consent item. Table at the 21st century stuff on there. Just about a learning curve on this thing.
It's the personnel table listed under E under consent, right?
Yeah, and I clicked on the table.
You clicked on the table?
It's got Stephanie, Christy, Ashley, Valerie.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. My question and some of the stuff that's been discussed tonight was about the job descriptions, about, you know, they changed from last year to this year. I've got a copy of both. Has that been presented to the board to change those? I know the superintendent can ask for those to be changed and reviewed, but we've not, I don't think we've officially changed any job descriptions or been asked to. So the ones in, those things are pretty static. Unless there's a change, they kind of stay the same from year to year. That might be one of the little, it was an issue for me when I was asked that by some of the people here tonight was, well, you know, when was that change? And I didn't have it. I looked back to all my notes, and I couldn't find any time that was changed. So, you know, my issue is, would that have, based on those new job description, all those people were interviewed and hired based on that, which was a little kind of getting the cart before the horse is all I'm saying. So I don't know what's right at this point. Do you re-advertise? I mean, I don't know if the superintendent wants to ask us to look at that or what. What do we do now? I don't know.
If it was advertised against our policy, we said advertise it.
I think the advertisement was what was changed from the previous years. Right. There was some stuff added to that.
Correct.
That wasn't in previous years. As far as what the grant states,
and that was the other question, does the grant allow for it?
Well, from what I read today, the grant did allow, but there was a question of an and an or.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll let him speak as to what, if you...
Know, we still have a pool of folks from that list that meet the old criteria.
Correct, that's right.
And I would think that it's only fair to those folks that we would go back into
them.
That pool and pull from them on that. I take full responsibility for the confusion.
Yes, sir.
I do want to speak to some items that was brought up incorrectly. It was brought up that the improvements had not been made, or implied, let's say that. I feel like it was implied that improvements had not been made, and that we had been here, you know, last year, kind of like a Groundhog's Day all over again. And it is not that way. It is public record, and it can be provided. All of the suggestions that were given in the workshop as far as rubric, both of these positions have rubrics by the SCORE committee and, you know, like a point rubric. So there was no way to read into it any kind of, you know, gray area. It was, you know, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whichever category. And each item had a breakdown. So as far as the scoring goes, the scoring was spot on. The only question that has been brought up tonight and the reason why it was pulled was the way that it was posted on the posting. It said bachelor's degree or whatever, adult education experience, or for the other one, or after school management experience. And in the grant, it said and it's because of that one word, that's why we pulled it. We will re-examine. But as far as the scoring committee, the validity of the scores, the consistency of the scores that, you know, we did not see last time in this pool last year, all of that has been improved. All of that has been corrected. That's all I need to say.
Mr. Geiger, are y'all keep the scores, you know, the score sheets, so the lady y'all recommended that question, if she scored the highest out of on y'all the score sheet, mm-hmm. when y'all had recommended for a job.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The one y'all had recommended for a job in Oxford, on y'all score sheet, she scored higher than the other applicants that was on that, on y'all the score sheet?
Okay.
Let me speak
quickly.
I don't recall that, where she did or not. It is a statutory authority of the superintendent
right.
to make that call, and so just saying that.
I mean, why are you going to have a score sheet if you ain't going to go with the high score person?
Okay. Well, the procedures of the purpose of the screening committee is to rank order the applicants for interview purposes so that you know who is the most qualified. And then the next step is the interview process. And that's done by either the principal or the supervisor of that program. And then after the interview process, because once you go into the interview process, it's kind of like an even playing field again. You kind of start from scratch. You made the cut to get the interview, but you then have to, you know, do your job at saying, you know, presenting yourself in a manner that the interview, committee or persons will find value in what you say and kind of proving yourself, you know. And we all know that it takes a little combination of everything. It's the written side of things, you know, being good on paper and being highly qualified and holding the degrees and the certifications and things like that. And it's also the other side, when you're sitting face to face with your interviewer, that you are, you're presenting yourself well and you're doing a good job. We all know that some people can't interview well, but then they're highly qualified, you know, and vice versa. At that point, the interview committee then goes to the superintendent and says, this is our recommendations. This is who interviewed well. And then there again, it is up to the superintendent.
Yeah, that's right.
It is up to the superintendent at that point.
And fairly the administration, it seemed like it's since the 21st grant, it's like it's every couple of years. When we were administration, it happened, I'm going on 16 years here, and ever since it comes, like it's just every time it comes out, it's always something with this. We need to get a system in place, and I don't
the system's in place. The system's in place. The system's improved. And if you would take last year's documents, the tabulated little binder that was provided last year, and you put it to this year, you're going to see a whole
good deal.
Can you get us copies of that?
I sure can.
If you will, for this and the Family Service Coordinator.
I would be glad to. I'd be glad to. But yeah, it's definitely improved, and we have taken those suggestions by the workshop that we've done, and consistently and continuously.
The people who scored the highest on that, those were recommended, and then Mr. Summers made his decision.
They were recommended. It's just like anything else. You just recommend.
I understand.
These are who I think did the best job.
Correct.
So the purpose of the screen committee is to rank order by experience on paper.
Correct.
What that person is claiming in an application and resume.
Mm-hmm.
And then the purpose of the interview is to then vet out that applicant to see if they have the background, and then, you know, answer specific questions that's kind of tailored to that position. Then all of those things are brought to Mr. Summers.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, Mr. Summers called.
Absolutely.
That's right. But I'll be glad to provide anything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving on down to agenda item number 8, finance action items. Item A, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Carr Riggs and Ingram to audit the internal accounts for June 30th, 2017, June 30th, 2018, and June 30th, 2019. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, approve the recommendation to change 1 12-month parapro from 7 hours per day to 1 12-month parapro 8 hours per day at the adult school to be paid out of workforce, effective July 1, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Capital Solutions for professional services for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
No.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Are we on Capital Solutions?
We are on Capital Solutions.
Okay,
agenda item 8.
Can you stick there?
Yep.
A second?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If I'm going, just stop me if you need me to.
So this is a contract to pay Patrick Bell for lobbying? Am I reading that correct?
Yes.
Why are we doing that?
Why are we
paying lobbyists? What are we getting him lobbied for?
Well, we're already working on some additional money for our new school. We figure we're going to be behind because we're trying to build a school on what was presented really less than 3 years ago.
Right.
They cut us from 21 to 19, and we ended up with
18.1.
So we're already kind of Taylor County. If you, they just got 1 million something. We're in the same boat as that. And there are several other projects that he's helping us on.
There's also, Ms. Summers, the library funding to help us. There might be some more money to move the library as well. That's come up.
And he's helping us on that. And also, we're trying to get money for asphalting down at Toller to redesign that pickup. He's got several projects going on for us. We can get him to come speak to the board if y'all would like.
We hired him. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You know, we hired him before, and it was an issue of we might get in there, you know, because of some relationships that he had.
Right.
And that was a gamble. It really was a gamble, that we lost because we paid him and didn't get it.
It's really a three. I think it's $3,000 a month. It's really a cheap.
$36,000 a year.
$3,000 a month, which is an investment when you make it a million and a half.
Yeah.
But what you said about the gamble?
Yeah.
Which a lot of this.
And this is, it's all, a lobbyist always is. I mean, there's no doubt they have a purpose.
And whenever we did not get special facilities,
yeah.
He didn't charge.
Yeah. Well, he didn't charge.
He did up until we terminated the contract.
Year, up to that point.
No. I remember you called him and told him, thank you for your service.
About 2 to 3 months, he didn't charge.
Can this contract be canceled anytime?
Correct. But, yeah, I knew
can
about that.
Can be canceled
that.
Anytime.
I knew he didn't hold us to that.
30-day notice.
Yeah.
It's a 30-day notice from Roger. 30-day
notice. Is to be
but
canceled.
Like I said, we've got several of these other projects and things going on that, there again, I'm just, my opinion is it's a benefit to us.
I had called and asked surrounding areas that actually contract with him, and because I kind of looked at it and kind of did the same kind of thing, and I couldn't find anybody that knows what they're talking about that would say disagree with doing it. They said, he has done so much for other school districts as far as having, and like you said, it is a gamble every year, but then if we're not having somebody that has his contacts and expertise, then who do we have? Who are we? Because we all know, I'm just going to say it's the elephant in the room, it's who you know.
That's right.
It's all who you know. So if it can help get us some stuff that we need in our small district, that's why I'm in agreement to it. And again, the fact that in 30 days we can cancel this at any time, that gives me a little bit more of a...
Yeah.
I agree with everything. So Patrick's a good guy. I know Patrick. He's been here, and I knew him before we hired him. He's a very reputable guy, and he does have contacts. I think the greatest, just personally from a... I think the greatest thing that gets your representatives' attention is voters.
Yeah.
And when we, and I'll go back to give you some evidence of that, when we did Hosford School, there was a lot of lobby from our county who went over there, and a lot of us were a part of that are up here today, and we didn't have a lobbyist then. I don't feel good about it. I think that's a lot of money to without... I know there's some things that we're kind of concreted in now, but to put $36,000 in it or either $3,000 a month, I'd want to feel a little bit better of what we're trying to get,
Good points. Good point.
Yeah.
He came highly recommended by Bill Mumford, who continues to tell me that we need to keep somebody on over here because the playing field is changing drastically. South Florida's taking over more and more. We're getting less and less.
Mm-hmm.
We need every weapon we can put our hands on, to represent us. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with that. Yeah, the first time around, county people went over there and fought for it, but the political game has changed now. I mean, the structure and everything else has changed. Am I all for paying somebody this kind of money? No. But knowing deep down, we probably need somebody like this over there trying to keep us on the front line. You know, I was looking at the news tonight, Walton County is getting $32 million to build a high school over there.
Oh, you bet they got a lobbyist.
Yeah. You bet they do. So, and, I mean, that's twice as much as what we got. They might be paying their lobbyists a lot more.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
I don't know.
I'll get him to come over and talk to us, you know, if the board wants me. And he can talk about the projects that he's working on for us. And like I said, we've got a 30-day out. I mean, it's, you know, we get the feeling that he's not doing the job. We'll bring him back up and do whatever we need to do on
it. I can't argue. You're right. Y'all all right. I mean, it's a good thing to have. I just, before I vote yes for it, I'd want to know a little bit more firmer. Okay, here's what I'm attacking. Here's the other districts I'm representing that may be trying to buy for that same amount of stuff, you know. Because obviously he's not representing just us. He's representing other Panhandle counties as well. So if he's representing us and Gulf County and Taylor County and some of these other counties and we're all vying for the same piece of pie.
Yeah.
How does he reckon that with himself, reconcile that within himself on who gets the biggest piece of Patrick?
You know? I agree. I just see what these other counties are getting and we're not getting a lot of that stuff back to what.
I like for him to come over here and speak and know a little bit more about it. Because this can wait till the next meeting. We can get him over here and kind of find out some info on it.
So do we need a motion to table item 8C?
I would ask y'all not to table it, but that's... I would ask it not be tabled, but that's...
Well, is that what you were saying, Roger, that you would rather wait?
Yeah, I would like to wait myself. I like to hear what he's had to say, what kind of project and what he can do for us. And I agree it's a good idea, but I kind of like to hear the man speaking, short what he got on the table.
And he did that last time, you know. He convinced all of us.
This is effective.
I mean, we got a meeting Monday.
He's talking.
July 1st.
We got a meeting July 1st.
No, the 31st, July 31st.
Well, that's Monday, right?
That's not next Monday, but the next.
Yeah, that's right.
So it would be day before the contract went in.
Quick as I can get him over.
I mean, if that pleases the board, I mean, I just like to hear what you have to say.
So do you want to make a motion?
Motion. Table.
No. Roger has made a motion to table item 8C until Mr. Bell can come over and do a presentation of what he's currently working on until the next meeting, which would be July 31st. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to go ahead and move on down to item number 11, which are the emergency items. Item A, approve the resolution affirming participation in the Small School District Council Consortium and remit annual participation fees for the 2017-2018 school year in the amount of $2,850. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Sorry about that. I had just a complete mind blank. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item B, approve the supplemental list for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do I have any discussion? Was everybody able to open that? It looks like we have Excel on our computers now. So was everybody able to look at that? Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item C, approve the fuel bid from Bennett Eubanks Oil Company for the 2017-18 school year with a markup of 0.125. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? I would like the record to state this is the only bid that we received for this. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Going back up to item number 9, board member items. Do we have any board member items tonight?
Mr. Williams, you find anything out about the loss of the roster?
Mr. Larche Hardy, the BAC is going to have us with them, and they've been in a conference all week, so they said, next week. I have one thing on that bus routes. That needed to also say approved to advertise. In the past, we've always advertised. We're going to run it two times in the paper so that everybody will be able to see everything and be able to refer to those references.
Where is that?
So that would be under item 7B.
7B.
So it was to approve the Liberty County school bus routes.
I think they just run that as a public service.
I think in the past we've always board approved to advertise it.
Do we have to have board approved to advertise that?
You don't? In the past it's always been board approved.
If board approves it, then...
That means y'all can advertise
it. It's public record.
So you could just put it in there as public record for advertising.
It has been in the past, but we got new information from one of the lawyers, and they said this is redundant. I think we're thinking how. That it's redundant, Once it's approved,
it's public record at that point.
We'll put it in there.
But if you'd like to advertise, I would say that y'all could make that decision without us having to.
We will.
Okay. Do we have any other board member items? Anybody?
Mr. Cook, yeah, this is just for information. For me, probably. I've been by a tour down there. I don't know. Do we have lawnmowers down there? Do we?
Yes, sir. Two of them. Finish mower.
Do we have anybody hired to operate them?
Well, if they'd operate them, you do.
Yeah.
If they'd operate them, you do. You got to stay on the machine to cut grass.
Yeah.
You talk to a fella at noon.
I went by the high school and hospital today, and they all good.
The high school? Oh, you went to high school and hospital.
Yeah,
I didn't hear the word and. Sorry. And
we got a guy that works outside, supposed to be working outside. I've been out of pocket, but he's supposed to be.
I didn't know if maybe the lawnmower was tore up down there. I know me and you talking about trying to get us some crew down there.
Yeah.
Help mow it. Have we moved forward with that in here?
We met with Mr. Tharp and talked to Mr. Redick about that as well. He was going to get with the assistant warden and the warden and see about getting some crews. They just sent me this week the price on some push mowers in their farm, and that's where we are on that. So that's what we did. That was to mow on the weekends.
How many lawnmowers they want you to buy?
Well, he hadn't said that. He said, I think he told us 5 to a crew.
I think that's what he said.
Five to a crew now.
Also told us how hard it is now to get crews to come out. Just having people to watch them and the others. The body stats will bring them out.
Well, and you know as well as you got to get the warden to approve it.
They've changed the way they categorize, James, and you may know that. I don't know enough big names. They categorize those prisoners, and there's few of them now that can. Well, Roger, you put me in
category of inmate.
Just can't trust anybody. Anymore.
And we don't have the staff that like we used to have, but the warden's gonna work on it.
The warden's ballpark.
Well, what do we have Monday through Friday going on down there is my question.
Huh?
What we got going on down there Monday through Friday is my question.
Well, I just haven't seen it mowed the whole time. I wondered if we didn't have a maintenance man down there.
We do have an outside.
Or what? So,
yeah, Yeah, Steve was there. He can speak to it, but he's still coming back and make comments.
One other thing I got, and this is just me personally, but I'd probably like to see our people do this a little more, you know, and it's in reference to us not hiring people back. It's not just this case here. Me personally, if I wasn't going to hire somebody back or wasn't going to keep them in this position, I personally want to set them down with them in the eyes and tell them why I ain't bringing them back. You know, if they're not doing their job, how do we expect them to correct that if we don't tell them that? You know, we hurting ourselves by not correcting behavior if there's something wrong that they're doing, if they're doing it right. And personalities, I know, plays a lot into a lot of job selections and stuff, but if that person's wrong and they just wrong personality for that job, we can tell them that. We can tell them that. If they're doing it wrong, they've done things wrong, we can tell them they've done things wrong and we haven't corrected what we're
doing. Well, if they're doing things wrong, they need to know it before it's rehiring time.
And I agree with you 100%.
They need to know that well beforehand.
I do have issues with that I'd like to see us kind of work harder at trying to fix these problems before they get to big problems. If we can, I know everybody's not perfect. Everybody's not going to do us a dang good job. You're going to have to fire people. When I was working with the prison, I had to fire them every month. But I tried to get them to do right and correct it before I fired them. And they knew it. And probably most of them I fired, I can probably go fishing with today. They wasn't mad at me. They knew that we was going down that road. I wish that, you know, I just wish. I think
communication.
Communication. I wish we get better at that. That's all I got.
Do we have any other board comment? All right. Closing comments. Do we have any?
I already made contact with Patrick Bell. He'll be here on the
31st.
He'll be here on the 31st.
Okay. What I'm
talking about. Thank you, Mr. Summers.
Glad you got the sweep.
He's already earning it. Anything else, Mr. Summers? Do we have anything last minute? Okay. All right. If we don't have anything else, I would move down to item number 12 and ask for a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned.
Hey, you can't hold your back in better. Don't quit. Cody Jason. Sorry, somebody lost a major customer. I'm talking years. We lost a major customer.
Thank you.
And that time here, we were the sheriff's ordinance for us to start. Donnie was an under sheriff.
There it is right there.
Grant was working for us. Jed Hyde was the president of the bank, and his brother Bert was working for us. And I had to lay off all three of them.
Roger.
I called him and talked to him.
Pass
that
down
to Kyle, please.
And that one drew.
So he called. But
see, how many speeding tickets you get in that time? So if I was sheriff, you would have been in jail. You ain't lay off my boy.
George Fenton, I'd have been scared of you. Thank you.
Hey, and you count Jason and let rest of you. That was good.
Oh, you say that, man.